This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Happy Easter to those of you who celebrate Easter. And for those of you who do not, just a beautiful Sunday. Thank you so much. WNRN 91.9 and Harrisonburg 95.1 and all those other stations out there. Thank you for tuning in to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Always an interesting show when I have my friend Lee Channing on. Lee, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm having a great day, especially when you're here. I have Lazarus with me.
He's such an amazingly beautiful dog.
And that always gives a little spark and happiness to my life when
Absolutely.
I have Lazarus. For those of you who don't know, Lazarus is a 13-year-old plot hound. Plot hounds trained to hunt and tree bears. Lazarus, not such a great bear fighter.
Oh, he was really good. He found the bear.
Well, that's true.
The bear found him.
That's right. He hunted the bear quite well. He just did not fight the bear very well. And I like to bring Lazarus with me for special guests, including Lee Channing. Lazarus likes Lee.
Thank you. I love Lazarus.
And we're going to talk about animals a little bit later in the program. And because one of the things that we found through Lee Channing's skills, Lee, you are an intuitive analyst.
Right.
Explain that a little bit.
Well, you know, it's the other word is psychic. A lot of people don't like that. I just use intuitive consultant, intuitive analyst, because I do much more work with just simply reading your energy intuitively, whether that's for a person or a business or reading an animal. And I work with just simply the energy, with helping people make decisions, with trying to focus on the positive aspect of energy as opposed to making a lot of predictions. We certainly can go forward, you know, go into the future. But really, I think using your intuitive ability to read energy in the moment really gives people the power that they need to make healthy decisions and move forward.
And I don't like to assume that people have listened to the program before when you've been here. So one of the first questions for me always is, you know, how did you get this ability?
It's a good question, and I think I answer it differently sometimes as well. But when I was a child, I realized that I could communicate with the animals. Now, not necessarily in words, but the sick animals kind of found my back porch, and I would know when they were there. And, you know, I just seemed to understand animals, and I thought everybody did for a while. And then I realized that I could see colors around people. And when I came home, my mother was quite ill for many, many years. And when I'd come home, I could sort of tell before I even opened the door, from the energy that I felt, the colors that I saw, how things were going. So I think I really practiced a lot as a child. And then in my early 20s, I began to have extremely vivid clairvoyant experiences. Thought maybe I was losing my mind there for a while. I was seeing things that were happening at other places, car accidents, etc. And I realized that I needed to get some help. So I worked with an amazing professor at UVA, called Professor Pratt, Dr. Gaither Pratt, and he gave me some really good suggestions on how to study. He told me, you're not losing your mind, you're clairvoyant. And that means that your ability, your extra ability you have to see things happen at the same time, as opposed to some people who are precognitive and you see things that are going to happen in the future. I think we all do a little bit of both. And then it's been years of study. I went to the University of Minnesota and studied parapsychology. And then just many years of practice. I have just been blessed to meet people all over the world. A lot of my work is done via telephone, you know, long distance. And I really have been very blessed to have so many wonderful people that I get to read with, many people for 20 or 30 years now. So,
of the many times that you've been on the show, and we go back now, you've been here two times a year for 12 or 14
yep.
years. People ask me how long I've been doing this program, and I really have no concept of that. But that's the first time I ever think I heard you offer the description, the definition of intuitive versus precognitive.
Right. Clairvoyance is seeing things as they happen, seeing them clearly. Precognition is seeing things that will happen in the future. So people have dreams, and you need to read your dreams as to whether they're precognitive. They're telling you something that will happen later, or clairvoyant, which means it's happening right now. So,
interesting. I
thought we'd probably talked about that
well,
before.
Well, and you might have, but as there was something I was listening to on the way, on the radio yesterday, about someone not being a good listener, and I think that often applies to me. I'm not a good listener, but Lee Channing is a great listener. You're welcome to dial up today. We will be taking phone calls, your questions. We were talking about animals there for a short while, but Lee can answer questions about careers, relationships. People sometimes call in about with medical concerns, about animals and pets. Our phone number here today to call in and speak with Lee, 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919 to talk with Lee Channing. And I see the phone ringing. So, Lee, let's do one that we always try and do. You've written a book on colors,
right,
and how colors apply. We'll go into that in a little detail later in the hour. But we always talk about how colors represent the person or their mood at the time. And I'm wearing a shirt for you.
You are wearing a shirt. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thanks to many people. Even Lazarus says thank you for that.
Well,
but describe how the shirt represents me and my mood and attitude
today.
Well,
also, it's interesting over all these years how we've analyzed your shirts, and you no longer wear those very faded ones, because I always made a comment about the color fading away. But today, you're a little subdued in a very grounded way. You have on a shirt, a little bit of a lumberjack today, but, you know, it's gray and with a nice shade of red. And
yeah, it's got that flannelly lumberjack
thing
going
on. It does, you know, and it really looks like it's comfortable and warm. So I think today your mood when you got up and got dressed, and you said you were not thinking about what I'd say, was that, you know, you really wanted to be comfortable today. You wanted to be grounded, which is the red color. You really wanted to be, you know, sort of in your own skin, to be comfortable and relaxed and warm and supportive of Lazarus. You know, he's a little weak today, so I think you have on exactly the right shirt for today. You wouldn't want a bright shirt today, even though it's you know, it's Easter Sunday, and I look a little bit like a popsicle, I think.
You would do well with Mark Smith and Edmund on Grateful Dead and Friends.
I don't usually wear a lot of tie-dye, but I bought this shirt and the sweatshirt, and it really has every color. So I decided today would be spring, and I would have every color. So
let's talk about colors in general. Again, you can call in 434-979-0919. You can go to Lee Channing's site, Spirits, with an S at the end, spiritsevolving.com.
Right. And they can ask a question, you know, one free question for everybody. And people really seem to enjoy doing that. Some people come back later for a reading. Some people just have one question that's important to them. And I really enjoy doing that. And that's, some people hesitate to do it. Almost every time I do this show, somebody will say, is it true? Can I really, you know, send you a question through your website, and do you respond? And the answer is yes, absolutely. I've always done that since I started my work. So,
and you've written a book, because I want to talk about colors for a little bit.
Right.
Your book is called
It's Intuitive Color Awareness Guide, and it's on Amazon, or you can, you know, get it from me. Some people like a signed copy, and it's very simple. It's a small little book. It's very simple. It's a guide to using color in your life. All colors have an energetic sense to them, of course. And, you know, there are times when you want to wear a bright color. There are times when you want to be more subdued. You really, if you learn to use color as your friend instead of just being a victim to the color you happen to choose this morning, you know, you're really going to do better. And it also has other things like stones and oils and things you can use with certain body energy centers.
Well, you talk about colors, and I want to chat a few minutes about that. You mentioned that this shirt is faded. Well, it's gone through winter, maybe two winters.
I've seen you wear much more faded ones, so that one's still pretty good.
But, you know, when your shirt gets faded, or there's any sort of item that you have in your life that's become faded, whether it's your bed sheets or your coat, mm-hmm, or whatever, are we to dismiss that from our life?
Absolutely not. It means it's changed. Faded is not bad. Faded is changed. Faded is, it's not as bright as it used to be. Maybe when you bought that shirt, it was a brighter red, and when you wore it, you felt more vibrant and awake and alert, maybe. Maybe not. But, you know, now what it is very calm and relaxing. You know, so you have to do it. Sometimes, yes, it gets to the point where it's so faded, you really don't sense the color. Your energy is not going to sense the color. You may say, you know, this green shirt is really no longer a green shirt. You wear it, you know, as a pale shirt, or you wear it under something, or, you know, you wear it differently. But faded doesn't mean you have to get rid of it. And your sheets and your towels, maybe they fade into a color you like better. I have seen that happen plenty of times. You buy blue sheets and it's like, whoa, it's a little too blue. You wash them four or five times. It's like, yeah, now they're good. But when they get to it, just evaluate them. Everybody has the ability to do that. Look at your sheets. Look at your towels. Look at your shirt. Do you really feel comfortable in it? Is that really what you want to sleep on, to dry yourself with, to wear? Most people just pay no attention, and they're losing such a tool towards being happier, to being more content in their lives.
So I'm not sure I'm following that. Making yourself happier and more content,
right,
with the color.
If you wear a shirt, I'll guarantee you, if you wear a shirt that you do not feel good in that color, say for you today, a bright yellow shirt would not be a healthy color for you. If we went out right now and got you a bright yellow shirt and put it on you for the rest of the show, you would feel a little antsy. You would feel a little overstimulated. You would be questioning a lot of things because yellow is that center of clear thinking. And if you took the yellow shirt off, you should put that shirt back on, you would feel calmer and more relaxed. Now, if you were going to go take an exam, you were going to go do something that you really had to, you know, the yellow shirt would probably work. But for your radio show, when you want to share, you want to talk, you want to be calm, you want to be grounded, this shirt is a better choice than a yellow shirt. Again, it's not about good and bad, but it's about finding what's right for the moment. If you get up today and you say, boy, I want to be bright and moving all day, that's going to ask for one shade, one color. And if you want to be calm and relaxed, it'll be something different.
And you can find a lot of this information in your book, Intuitive Color Awareness Guide.
A lot of people will write me a quick email and say, you know, what color do you think is active in my energy right now? I feel like I've been wearing a lot of blue. Is that good for me? You know, and that's a quick answer because the energy comes through to me very quickly. Sure, you know, you really need blue, or you know, you're attracted to blue, but it's really not the healthiest color for you right now. You want to substitute the complement, maybe wear some dark red. So everything is different, but most people, I would say 90% of the people out there, you can really trust yourself to decide what's right. You may get a little input from my book, or you could call for validation. But it really is interesting how most people know more than they give them. They're picking up the energy of their environment, of the colors on their wall, the color of their car. You're picking up all that whether you deal with it or not. So it's really fascinating to use all the tools you have to try to feel more content.
11:12 here on Easter Sunday with our guest Lee Channing, intuitive analyst from the local area, actually office not too far here from this station.
Just a couple blocks.
WNRN, 434-979-0919. Call us up, ask your question. Lee, here's a question from someone, uniforms and T-shirts. And the question is, do people who wear uniforms and T-shirts every day have problems with their color basis?
Absolutely. Yes. And we've actually talked about that before. Somebody had called in, I think years ago, and said, well, you know, I work at a restaurant. I have to wear a black shirt and black pants or whatever. You cannot control that, but different people will be affected. If you had to wear black and black, that's a very protective color. It would help you not absorb the energy of all those people that you were working with. But the way around that is to use visualization. If black pulls you down and you feel that, then use your underwear. Put on some bright green underwear, bright yellow underwear, undershirt, bra, whatever, under your uniform if you have to. A T-shirt's pretty hard because you can't really wear anything under that. So what you have to do is say, okay, for X amount of hours, I have to wear this blue T-shirt, even though I don't like blue, this is it. But start, you know, in your mind, when you put that on, say, okay, I'm going to deal with blue today, it's okay. I'm going to visualize myself feeling better in it because there's always something you can do, even if you have to wear that. People who work at McDonald's, that bright, you know, the golden arches and the red and this and that, it's extremely overstimulating. So it's hard for a lot of people to stay in an environment where you're overstimulated. So you need to take care of yourself. you wear some darker things under that. You wear a darker t-shirt, you do something. But that's the secret, do something. And everybody can do something to make their day better. Whether it's, I talked with a woman this week, whether it's the boss from hell, there's so much you can do to protect yourself from that boss from hell. And the boss might change. I've had that happen a few times. Oh, who changed? You changed. Put a nice pink light around the boss, and the boss tends to get a little bit nicer.
I want to hear more about that in just a second. Lee Channing, call us up with your question, 434-979-0919. Happy Easter. Happy Sunday.
Support today for WNRN comes from
T&N Printing, serving Virginia since 1982. In addition to printing and copying, T&N specializes in construction document management, as well as dry mounting, binding, and mail services. T&N offers FSC-certified printing, an internationally recognized standard for production and consumption of forest products. T&N Printing can be reached at 434-971-8976 and t-nprinting.com.
Doug Burke, associate broker, property manager, and realtor with Montague Miller. Doug Burke has spent over 17 years finding dream homes in the Charlottesville area. He can help you find yours. You can contact Doug Burke for buying or selling at dburke.montaguemiller.com.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And here we are on a beautiful Easter Sunday, or for some people, it's just a beautiful Sunday in general. Thanks so much for taking time to be here with us on WNRN, your community radio station. Our guest today, Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst from just down the street. Lee, question, you know, one of the reasons that intuitive analyst is used as a word and not the word psychic is because of, respect that goes with that. Is that true?
Well, yes and no. I mean, a lot of people, I don't see that much difference in it. But many, many years ago, we started Spirits Evolving in 1993, and I've been doing this work since the 70s. But the word psychic, particularly at that time, was more about 1-800, dial a number and ask for, you know, your love life and do this and do that. So I thought, you know, and psychic had this thing of it's all about predictions. And I found over many years of doing this work that making predictions does not help people. Reading their energy, offering them input, offering them tools to use, going into their spiritual growth really made a difference. So I just chose to use intuitive consultant. It's very similar.
All right. Let's see if I can do all this right. You know, all these buttons are different from how we used to do it. And I don't want to hang up on anybody. Let's see. Turn the console on, answer line two, hang up line two. Call should now be on the board. Dewey, are you with us?
I am, Rick.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while. But anytime Lee's on, I'm like excited. So
well, good. Thank you.
So you have a question? You got a question for Lee Dewey?
Well, I want her to hear me out here. I'm really not a people person. I really love nature, and what's going on is really bothering me, and I want her take on it. I a couple months ago sent a letter to the editor of the Central Virginian, which is a Louisa-based paper, and it was in a poem. And it was not published, and I called back, and they said that it was because it was a poem. Can I read the poem? It's not long.
All right, Dewey, I'm trusting you that it's only 30 seconds, 60 seconds, and that it is appropriate.
It is.
All right, so okay. Fire away.
It concerns about our forest out here. Okay. Must it be what we all see, the mowing down of Louisa's trees? Morning, noon, and to 12 a.m. past night, they're in those machines warm and tight, mowing down Louise's trees, even as we sleep. 50, 100, 500 acres cleared. The wild animals seek our backyards to feed. We see and hear. It's because of the mowing down of Louise's trees. It's not Louise's average Joe to blame. We chop within reason, as we simply just warm with flame. Greed must be that blame be, as money cares less of what the country folks want and our hearts need. Development, building, tax base, construct overseas, we're told we must heed. All the same, as our lost beauty, it's our lost beauty in their gain. All I know, the mowing down of Louise's trees is a darn crying shame. We're losing forest out here like crazy, Rick. And I'm sure it's going on all over. We have chip mills chopping down. And we're losing our countryside.
So, Dewey, I think that I see Lee nodding her head, and I agree with you. But is there a question for Lee?
What does she think of the future of what's going on?
Well, Dewey, that's a really good question. And first of all, I want to say I have been a very active animal rights person since literally since the late 60s. I am also, very concerned about the environment. I send a lot of emails, a lot of petitions. I used to do a lot of protesting. So I am there with you. And as you know, and I think you said, Louisa is certainly not the only spot, not in Virginia, not in the United States, not in the Northern Hemisphere, what they're doing to the Amazon, what they're doing in Central America. It is unforgivable to the environment and the animals. And that's what I feel when I drive through the countryside and there's been, recently cleared property, I can just sense the animals' dismay. What you have to do is you're a very emotional person. You see it very clearly. What you're going to have to force yourself to do is something that I've had to do over the years, too. You need to back up, and you have to play the game. You have to write that letter to the editor, but make it something the editor will publish, okay? Your beautiful poem is wonderful, but it's not going to help people if it can't get out there. So you need to say, okay, good, I'm going to take my poem, I'm going to put it into a cohesive form, I'm going to put it into a letter to the editor. You may have already done that. Do it again. Don't give up. Just keep sending it out. Make it bigger. Send it to the Richmond paper. Send it places. Don't give up. Just keep going. And local grassroots organizations. I used to be president of Voices for Animals here in Charlottesville. And local organizations, try to get some people together that can do peaceful protesting and get that information out there. Because I can't disagree with anything that you said, but really keep trying. Don't give up. You have a lot of energy. Just don't get discouraged.
Almost 30 years.
It's a long time. You got to keep it up.
There's more people on one side or more people with more power on one side than there are in the other. So,
right. And pets are not animals. They're pets. Okay. I'm talking wild animals, the things that surround us that we should respect.
Well, pets are animals too. I disagree with that. All of the non-human beings, but yes,
right,
we need to take care of all of them.
I tend to side on the wildness.
Yeah, well, a deer needs as much care as a dog. Even though you don't feed them, they need respect. And I think that cherish all life. I think Schweitzer said that. I think it all comes down to cherish all life, not just those pets that live in your house. I don't even call them pets. They're companion animals. That's what we call them. So I think all of the animals need our support, and everyone should be doing that. It would only make it better. You can go as far as you want, whether that's into fur or factory farming or pick your cause, but everybody needs to be out there working for the animals and for the environment.
Hey, Dewey, I want to open up the phone lines to some others, but thanks for calling and bringing that up. And, you know how to get in touch with me here through the station. Let's do a show on that topic, whether or not you want to participate or you just want to listen. Let's put it together, all right?
Sounds great.
All right, Dewey, thanks for calling.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 434-979-0919. There you go, Dewey. Thanks. It's a great topic, and it's something. So let's talk about animals. I see the phone lines ringing, so we may jump back and forth on this. But one of the reasons that I bring Lazarus with me is because of your connection with Lazarus and with animals. And in the past, you've always told me, you know, hey, Lazarus is cold in the house. You need to turn the heat up or something like that. Is there something that Lazarus is sharing, wishes that he could share with me more directly now?
You know, today, as you know, Laz has not been well. Laz has been quite ill. And when I was here last time, Laz sort of said goodbye. He was sort of, you know, I'm not going to stay much longer. So it's remarkable that he's still here. He is in no pain that I can sense at all. And all he's saying is, you know, it's okay. He just, I mean, he wants you to know he's okay. I think he wants you to continue to do. You've done the most amazing work with Les. I think you've given him everything he needed. You've given him every opportunity to finish his growth in this body. And he actually, today he's even better. He's less here. There's much less energy. So it's more like, shell is not the right word because shell sounds cold, but he's still just in the body, but he's very lightly connected, which you already know. But he really doesn't need anything more. You're doing, I'm not sure I've ever been able to say that, certainly not very often. You're doing everything he needs. Thank you.
All right. Well, please tell Lazarus that I'm doing my best.
He knows.
All right. So let's take another call. Sarah, are you with us?
I am. Happy Easter.
And happy Easter to you, too. Question for Lee Channing.
I just wanted to see if she could do a reading on my energy and talk to me about what colors she sees and give me a little feedback. Nothing specific, just having a challenging weekend. So I wondered if she could address it.
Sure, sure, Sarah. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Happy Easter to you, too. Your energy is very frazzled today. Your energy feels familiar, so I know it moves up and down, and I think you're very flexible in your energy flow because you have a grounded base. You have a lot of energy to work with. You share with a lot of people. Whether that's 1, 2, or 22 doesn't matter. You just share. Your energy goes out to other people. So you have to save some for yourself. I feel like you're getting a little depleted. You have a lot of yellow energy right now. It's odd we were talking about that. Your energy doesn't deal well with having to focus on that solar plexus area, which is the area of a clear thinking. It's the area of digestion. I would suggest you really take care with your diet. You know, eat some oatmeal, eat some things that are very filling, but don't overeat. Make sure just make sure that you feel comfortable with that. The healing color for all of that yellow, which can go into frustration very quickly, the healing color is purple, which is your intuition. So you really need to get away from thinking and go into intuiting. Really let yourself sit down, if you can, with an iPad or with a pencil and paper or whatever it is, and write down the top three things that are really frustrating you today. It may be long-term, but doesn't matter. Just do today. Then just try to erase that, you know, take some deep breaths, and try to write down three intuitive thoughts that come popping into your mind. They may not seem connected to the three issues, but usually it works out that way because you really need to start trying to trust yourself more, trust your intuition more, not your decision-making. But I think your intuition has really been kind of forced to back up a little bit because of life issues. So I think when you let some of those life issues move down on the totem pole of energy, you can move that intuition back up. So really work just today. I mean, even just leave tomorrow for tomorrow. Work today on letting your intuition come through more.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Lee. I will do that.
You're welcome, Sarah. Nice to hear from you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. Our guest today, Lee Channing, she's an intuitive analyst from the local area. And as we discussed earlier, clairvoyant versus precognitive. Again, explain that for those who may have been getting... Well, I think that that's crucial because when people say psychic, the thought is, oh, well, why didn't you make money on the stock market? Or, oh, right. Why didn't, you know, did you bet on the Super Bowl? And kind of silly stuff like that because of the disrespect. And this is striking me as the first time that I can remember having this part of the discussion with you.
Well, yeah, being clairvoyant means that you see energy, you see happenings now, in the moment. So when I'm reading your energy right now, Rick, I'm doing it with my clairvoyance. I'm seeing you. This means see, of course, you know, clear seeing. So I am seeing you. I am seeing your energy. I'm working with that. If I had a precognitive episode come in, oh, I see Rick's energy now. But in the future, I'm seeing very clearly that Rick is going to buy a red car, you know, whatever it may be. That would be precognition. So pre, you know, before. So it's very, very simple. You know, precognitive is something that you're reading that's going to happen. I'm aware of something that's going to happen in the future. Now, the problem is that could be minutes or hours or days or years when you get something precognitive. So I try to remain in my clairvoyance when I'm working with people so that I see the energy clearly now. So that's, you know, that's the difference. And again, when I talked earlier, you have, people have dreams that are very, they're seeing things that are very important to them now. And some dreams are quite precognitive. So.
All right. Well, we have another call. Let me hit all the proper buttons and all the proper ways. And Laura, you're with us in Lee Channing. You got a question?
Yes. Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm actually going to apologize in advance. I just heard this this show, and I wanted to call in and get Lee's opinion, but I really don't have a set specific question. I have been going through a lot of things lately, some good, some bad. I feel like I'm kind of in a transition period, and I guess I just wanted to get Lee's view on my energy or just, I guess, her opinion of just my energy. I think okay. That's the right word for it.
Okay, we got it, Laura, and there's no need to apologize. It's okay. It's actually a good question. See, you're so confused, you don't even know your question. That tells me a lot right there. No, you are going through a lot of change. I think that this is a growth spurt for you, and that can happen at any time, sometimes sort of unprovoked. You don't realize that you've grown kind of past things that you were doing, and people think, oh, it's when I graduate from high school, when I graduate from college, when I get a new job. That's not always the case. A lot of times these changeable time periods kind of just come when you're really ready for them, even though you don't realize it. So you have a lot of a very unusual moving energy now. So you do need to be moving. Physical body, you should be walking, running, whatever you do to doing yoga. Keep your physical body up because that's really important. You have energy sort of vibrating from two energy centers, the blue, which is the throat center, and the orange, which is the center directly below your navel. Those two centers are very complementary, so that's good. The blue center is about relaxing and being truthful and talking to yourself and getting things done, reading, writing, really relaxing. So it's going to calm down this orange center, which is the center of fears. It's the center of just not paying enough attention to the people around you. It's the center of relationships. So you may have wonderful relationships. You may have relationships that have questions and frustrations in them at all times. Probably the most important thing in that center is going to be fear. And you're not a fearful person, but we all go through times when you may be fearful of growing, of changing, of all the change happening around you. Really stop and try to figure out what fears you have available to you, what they're doing to you, and then what you can do for them. So just try to calm everything down. Being in and around the water, you want to drink more water, take longer showers, take a trip to the lake, the river, the ocean. Really keep your energy moist, because if you get really dry, it's going to be frustrating for you. Orange is also the center of some addictions that pop in. If they're not yours, that can be addicted, and you can be addicted to reading, to sugar, to alcohol, to all kinds of things. So just make sure you're not overdoing any area. If you're reading too much, back up. If you're drinking too much, back up. Whatever you may be doing, and if it's not you, it may be people around you that need your support to help them with their issues. So it is a time of a lot of change, but you have a lot of energy, so you can do it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Laura. Thank you for calling.
All right. Phone line is open. That's 434-979-0919 here on Sunday Morning Wake Up Call.
Our members are joined by the following underwriters in their support of WNRN.
Great Outdoor Provision Company, now open in the Barracks Road Shopping Center. Great Outdoor Provision Company's local staff know and go outdoors. Conservation-driven and outdoor-inspired with local tradition. Great Outdoor Provision Company, located next to Chico's and at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Rockfish Gap Outfitters, the gateway to your next adventure. Rockfish Gap Outfitters has been Central Virginia's outdoor store since 1987. 2 miles from the Appalachian Trail at 1461 East Main Street, Waynesboro, and rockfishgapoutfitters.com. Rockfish Gap Outfitters has had the same carpet since 1987.
Hi, I'm Michelle Miller from the Junior League of Richmond. You are invited to the 69th Book and Author event presented by Dominion Resources Incorporated. They will hold its annual dinner on Wednesday, April 30th at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. This year's honored authors are Corbin Addison, Lois Eric Ali, Dan Harris, Daniel Jones, Jen Lancaster, James Swanson, and Carol Wall. Bob Deans, noted author featured at the 62nd Book and Author Dinner, will serve as Master of Ceremonies for the longest-running dinner of its kind in the country. For more information on these books and authors, or to make your reservation, bookandauthordinner.org. I'm Michelle Miller, making a community connection on WNRN.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection at WNRN.org. With your nonprofit event or organization's information. Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And thank you so much for being here today. This is the Sunday morning wake-up call. Our guest, Lee Channing. Lee, thank you for coming in on a beautiful Sunday.
Oh, I'm always happy to be here, Rick.
We are taking phone calls 434-979-0919. And we have a call from Jay in Gordonsville. Good morning.
Good morning.
A question for Lee Channing.
I do.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'm in a profession where intuition really comes into play, and I think it's an important part of what I do. And I don't really believe in coincidence. And, well, when I say that, you run into a friend at the supermarket, big deal. But I've had several times in my life where I've had something happen, like, for instance, there was a friend of mine that I hadn't seen and I hadn't thought of for quite some time. And I was driving along on Route 33, and for some reason I went from thinking about whatever I was thinking about to, I bet my friend Joe is at his car at the end of his driveway, getting his, outside of his car. And sure enough, I where that thought came from, I have no idea. I don't even know where he lives, but I knew he lived on Route 33, and, I pull around the bend, literally a quarter mile after I had that thought. There he was, standing there next to his car at his mailbox. Where do those kind of things come in with intuition?
Well, that's a perfect example of what Rick and I were talking about earlier with precognition. I mean, it can be that
quick.
Okay,
and how do you develop that? Why I'm calling.
Right.
What can I do to develop that? Are there places around here like the Monroe Institute? Would that be a place to help with development of this?
The Monroe Institute, Scooter is now the director down there. That's a wonderful organization. They work, of course, with all sorts of energy issues, whether it's traveling out of the body, as Robert Monroe did, those kinds of things. Absolutely.
And I've worked with Joe on an occasion.
Joe is wonderful.
I was enough to work with him. So.
Yeah, good. That's good. Wonderful. And he's, of course, quite the remote viewer. That's Joe McMonagle, for those of you listening, who is also lives down at the Monroe Institute, and his wife is the director, and she's Robert Monroe's stepdaughter. So, just so people have that up. I think the best thing to do, yes, some people come to me and say, do you teach classes? Not really. I used to do some seminars, but so many times, intuitive growth is very personal. So you have to read the books that touch you. For me, it was sort of forced upon me at a very young age, and I did a lot of research. I did go to the University of Minnesota for a couple of years and studied parapsychology to sort of get a base for what was going on. But in today's world, there's so much information and things are, the energy actually moves very fast. You already know that you have that intuitive ability. I think you're pretty in control of it. So I think all you need to do, and this is just my personal opinion of your energy, is to make sure you're getting enough downtime. You need to make sure your energy really wants to run and go, and you've got a lot of energy. So you want to make sure you personally have the downtime that you need. There's no such thing as zero thoughts and zero process going on. Of course, we're always doing something. But more time for you, I think that's going to, your intuition feels to me like it's growing naturally. It's on autopilot. You will have more precognitive episodes. You will have more clairvoyant episodes as you invite them in.
But would this be where like meditation comes in?
Yes, short meditations for you, because your mind moves very quickly. So do 5, 10, 8-minute meditation, something like that. Do some walking meditations so that you're moving at the same time. You know, count your steps. Don't count to any particular number, but then go back and forth, because you are, you know, you've grown so much naturally that you just brought that with you. Some people do. Everybody can become more intuitive, but a lot of people have more base energy and they have more interest in it, and they're supposed to do it. So I think for you, you've already grasped that idea of it. I don't feel, at least not right now, you know, for the next 6 months or a year, I don't feel there are classes or things that you need to go to. I think you just need to continue to learn to read your own energy and let it be a natural process. You know, have more quiet times, have more meditations a couple of times a day, but make sure that you do give yourself downtime, because your mind is so quick and it wants to jump in, as of course most of us, but you know, really calm that down. You don't need to think. You don't need to overanalyze. Let everything be calm, because you have that kind of battle between the yellow and the purple colors as well, the intuition and the thinking, because both sides are very active. Just know which one you're doing too. Trust yourself. If you say, I have this intuitive, you know, he could not have been standing by his car. I've had those things happen too. Or I've said, I've got to turn left. I never figured out why I had to turn left, but I did it. I trusted myself. And you'll have more of that kind of validation as you go forward. But you do have a lot of intuition available to you. But I really do think it's on sort of the normal progression. So I wouldn't suggest doing a lot, at least not right now.
All right, Jay, I'm gonna let other folks on the line. Thank you so much for your call. I hope the conversation with Lee Channing was helpful. I always find it so amazing. Again, 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. Call us up. Question for Lee Channing. Lee, Jay was asked, talking about intuition, you know, and real quick, while I see the phone ringing now, talk about signs in life. You know, people see, and so this happens to me. We've talked about Lazarus several times. I'm going to throw myself out there to be sort of the dopey guy. But you mentioned that back in January, weren't sure that he was going to be here the next time you came on. He's been through some serious health issues. And so for many times, I would come home from work or walk by the room after it was all too quiet and look to make sure he was still breathing.
Right.
That was a serious concern.
Absolutely.
That I had. And so today, as I'm preparing for the show and I'm at my computer and looking out the window, there's a crow right outside. And I'm like, oh, please don't be the sign of death.
No.
And so
no,
I look over to make sure that Lazarus is still breathing.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's the difference between intuition and sort of those signs that people believe in or are concerned about?
Well, that's a great question, Rick. That's amazing. And you're not dopey. That was a really good question, because yes, I work with animal medicine cards, which are Native American books and cards that have to do with what does something mean? What does the crow mean? My guess is it was not a crow, it was a raven for you today, because a raven indicates a time of magic, a time of really tuning in. Crow's very different. Crow is about the law. Crow is about, you know, don't drive too fast, you'll get a ticket. And it's hard to tell the difference. But what you do, it's a step process. Yes, you see the bear walk across the street and you go, ooh, what does the bear mean? Then you go into your intuition. So it's just an indicator for you. It's something that can tap on the door and say, open your intuition. this hawk, this crow, this something is giving you a message, you know. And when you see a hawk, it's about getting messages.
All right, let's take Chris's call because I don't want to sure. be the only one asking questions.
That but was
we can
a good
come
question.
Back to that. Let me see. All these crazy new steps for Chris from Trevilians. Chris, you with us?
Yes, I am.
And your question for Lee Channing.
I'm just trying to decide where I should direct my energy. I know I want to look for work, but I don't know what kind of work to look for. Just a little scattered.
Oh, okay. So you just about which type of career to look at, about where to go.
Yeah.
Okay. For you now, I think because you are feeling scattered, this is the second person today that's sort of at this beginning of a growth spurt. You really are, your energy is ready to sort of take a leap. And it's got to be a leap of faith, I think, into sort of the new you, the you that feels more content, the you that doesn't question everything. You know, you really want to go into that. And I think that because of that, I don't think this step, this quote work that you're going into needs to be a career per se. I think you do need to work. I think you need to get out of your own head a little bit. You need to be around other people. I think you do need to do that. So I would suggest, I have a feeling a job's probably going to come to you. Of course, you need to have the door open and you need to let people know that you're looking. You know, and you could work with animals. You could work with children. If I were you and you didn't get something in the near future, you can volunteer because you really need to be out around people. You don't want a job where you sit in an office. That's just not going to be your energy. It's not going to be healthy for you.
All right.
So I would try to really get out around people and sooner rather than later.
Okay.
All right, Chris, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
434-979-0919. Line is now open. Again, that's 434-979-0919 for your chance to talk with Lee Channing, ask a question, relationships, career, pets, animals. Lazarus has already asked a couple questions. Again, 434-979-0919. I see the phone line ringing, so let me take a moment and remind everybody that you can learn a lot about local concerts. Just go to the WNRN.org site, look under the Features tab, and you can get WNRN's Concert Connection. You'll find shows from Richmond to Harrisonburg, from Lynchburg to Charlottesville, all of the concerts in one place, a comprehensive schedule of live music for you at WNRN.org. All right, let me see. This is fast. We're oh so fast. With Marianne. Marianne, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Your question for Lee Channing.
I'm in a time of transition myself, and I do, over the years, I do have a lot of intuition and clairvoyance and precognitive, and I am looking for a job, and I'm not really sure which way to go with that.
Okay. Marion, I think because there are, again, sort of similar energy, a little bit anyway, that you... This is a time when there is a lot of questions in your mind. You're trying to decide where you want to go, what you want to do, sort of what you want to be when you grow up, kind of thing. And so I think for you right now, working, it's really something very simple and very relaxing. This is not a time for you to find something challenging and stimulating. You just need, I think, to be working. You need routine. You need schedule. That's going to be better for your energy right now. For the next 6 or 8 months, you need to try to go to bed at the same time, get up at the same time, eat your meals at the same time. Just let your life become a little bit more routine. I think you're going to need that. I think that will give you some extra energy.
Okay.
All right, Marianne, thank you so much for the call. Don't forget, you can also go to Lee Channing's spiritsevolving.com website. If you have a question, a little more detail for that one, Marianne, or others who are unable to get through, the phone line is open at the moment, 434-979-0919. I see it's ringing right now. So if you are unable to get through during the hour, you can go to Lee Channing's website, spiritsevolving.com. There's a place to ask a question. There's also, Lee, your monthly newsletter that goes out. Tell us a little bit about that while we wait for this call.
Yep, I create Speaking Spiritually once a month. It goes out right around the first part of the month. It gives my intuitive read of the upcoming month, so it's precognitive, as well as while I'm doing it, I feel like the clairvoyance is coming through. And I have a suggested reading list, a book for each month. My husband, Brian, does a little corner called Brian's Corner, which everybody seems to love, where he shares something that's going on with him. And, you know, there are question and answers in there. And it's just, it's really to give people just another small tool to work with. And it goes all over the world now. And I love creating it. I've done it, I think, since 99 as well, maybe 98. So it goes out every month, and it's called Speaking Spiritually, and it's free. You can just go to the website and sign up for a subscription, and, you know, we just add you to the email list. It only goes out via email now. I used to have a printed copy as well, but the last year or so, we've just done it with email. So
I see that call didn't come all the way through, at least not to me. They might have asked the question through Brandon, but so the phone line is open, 434-979-0919 for Lee Channing, a local intuitive analyst, a clairvoyant. See, I like that word.
That's what my license plates say, by the way. On my car, it says clairvoyant. And I have people come up to me at the service station, and I forget what it says. And a man came up recently and just stood by the car, and I was putting gas in my car, and he said, "What's my name?" And I looked at him kind of strange, and he pointed to my license and my license plate and said, "Well, don't you know?" And I went, "Oh." Then I had somebody else walk up to me and say, "I am too." And I go, "Oh, I am too what?" And then she pointed at my license plate, clairvoyant. And then I had somebody say, "Are you really clairvoyant?" He could read it. And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Can I have your business card?" So my clairvoyant license plate tends to get a lot of attention.
Oh, goodness gracious. Although, you know, I can see myself doing that just to be I almost said a bad word, just to be kind of dorky well.
Some people are.
Scott, are you with us?
I am.
Question for Lee Channing, Scott from Charlottesville. Hey, Scott, fire away.
Hey. All right. This is not a personal question per se, but I just wondered if you have time, if either of you would like to muse on sort of the intersection of clairvoyance and spirituality and religious and that sort of experience. You know, I think people pray for guidance too, and also just sort of the notion of predestination and so forth. Oh. So I realize it's a broad topic, but
That's a good question for another whole hour, but no, that's really wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Scott, I'm going to let you listen while I open the line up to another caller, all right?
Sure.
Especially a good question on Easter Sunday, right?
It is. Because, I mean, so many people, they confuse spirituality and religion. They are connected, of course. But religion, people who go to a specific church, if you are Catholic, if you are whatever your, or a specific religion, I shouldn't say church, whether you're Muslim or Jewish and you go to the synagogue, you know, a religion is a way that a lot of people find to express their spirituality. I think spirituality is totally different. Some people need a church family. Some people do not. Some people can go to their highest spiritual realms within their own being or with their spiritual friends. So to me, spirituality is connecting to the light, to the love. Call it God, call it, you know, the universe, the one, call it whatever you want. But in my, I think spiritual growth is so important. If you need a religious base to find that spiritual growth, do it. The problem, I think, with some religions, and I've had a lot of people come in and say, "I'm a Reformed Catholic." Well, I was raised in the Christian church. I was married to a Catholic for 20 years. I know a little bit about some of the religions, and it's individual. You know, if you find the church that's your home and you like the people and you're growing with those people, that's fine. You're combining them. But don't let it be religion alone. You know, I think Jimmy Buffett said, you know, there's a fine line between Saturday night and Sunday morning. And it really is. Live your spirituality, and you may not need a church. You may need it for yourself, but there's a great deal of difference. Being intuitive sort of becomes a part of it all. Your intuition is really connected to, in my opinion, your spirituality.
All right, Scott, you got us started on a great question that we could go a lot longer with.
Four or five shows.
Yeah, but we're going to take a call from Karen in Charlottesville. Karen, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
A question for Lee Channing.
Yes.
What's your question, Karen?
I want to ask you, now when we talk about intuition, it's the same thing as instinct, correct?
No, not in my opinion. Intuition is when you get an awareness and a feeling. Instinct is something that you do naturally. If you're standing outside and all of a sudden a bear runs at you, your instinct is going to be to run away. But if you're standing outside and you get that feeling, uh-oh, something's wrong, I need to move, before you see the bear, that's your intuition. So there is a great deal of difference. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Are you just calling that person because you always call them out of instinct, they need you, or does that person really need you? So it's really two different things.
But what are you deriving as far as, like, your intuition? It would it be based on, like, your senses, you know? I mean, you know, you would have to have, as far as, something out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, some people get their intuition. Some people actually see things. When I go to work, say, on a haunted house, I will sort of see this vague misty spirit, but I sense it more than that. Some people smell things in their intuition. They'll smell flowers, and they know something's going to happen. Some people hear voices, and I don't mean mental instability hearing voices, but some people do hear noises. I saw a beautiful orb in my house this week. I saw it very clearly, and it was the spirit of an animal that I'd been working with who had died the week before. So sometimes I really see things, but most of the time when I'm reading energy, when I'm reading Rick's energy here, I'm sensing it more than actually seeing it with my eyes. So it really varies quite a bit. But I think your intuition is a separate sense. I mean, they call it the sixth sense or maybe the seventh sense. You know, everybody has a different level. But if you can just be the best you can be, you're using all your senses.
Right, because, you know, you got the sense of touch, you got your eyes as far as sight, you got hearing.
And I will feel, when I go to a haunted house, too, a lot of times I will feel the spirit will touch the back of my hair. I'll feel my hair go up, and I know that there's a spirit there with me that I need to talk to. So we all have all of these senses, and we need to use them all.
All right, Karen, thanks so much. It's 11:56 with Lee Channing here on the Wake Up Call. Phone line is open. We can take another call if you'd like. 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. Lee?
I'd like to say one thing, too. My husband and I went to a lecture at UVA last week by Congressman Tim Ryan from Ohio. He is working on getting mindfulness in Congress. Now, I know that's an oxymoron right there, but he has a book out. I would suggest, I put it in my monthly newsletter. So for the people that didn't get that, it's Tim Ryan from Ohio. He has a book out. He's working on another book about educating children and using diet. But he's actually having meditation at the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol, at every day in the middle of the day and letting people do whatever they want. Catholic prayers, meditation, anything they need. And he was very, very impressive. And I think that that's something that could really help everyone.
All right. We have a caller. We have Sandy from Louisa. Hi, Sandy. Question for Lee Channing.
Yes. This is a different one from the few I've heard recently, but I've got a cat that I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding, and this cat is in my basement or crawl space. It's a real great place for a cat to live. It has a cat door and everything else. The cat never leaves. It's never outside in the sunshine. It's always in this cave-like atmosphere. And how can I open up more so that perhaps that line of communication, I don't know, mental, whatever it would be, can be bridged between me and this cat?
Oh, what a great question. I actually have a new cat. I have a three-legged cat, and I have a one-eyed cat, and then I have a cat who's 19 years old and deaf. So I've got a wonderful group of cats that
I
communicate
with. The island of misfit cats at Lee Channing's house.
True, the old retirement home at the end of the road. But anyway, with this particular cat, as soon as you started talking about it, the cat was evidently just terrified at some point. There's so much fear in that cat. Now, that's the color orange. So in your mind's eye, you're really... You could be really good at visualizing. So visualize a blue light around that cat. You know, you can get a picture or just in your mind and see a blue light. That's going to help work with the energy. Also do a few of the tricks that have nothing to do with intuition, but put a little food outside the cat door and, see if you can just lure this cat out. I would be surprised if the cat ever acts like a, quote, normal cat. Not that there is a normal cat. They're all so unique. But I think that as soon as you start talking about the cat, the fear was just overwhelming. So what you've got to do is make sure your energy has a lot of blue in it. Send a blue light. You know, just use the color blue to work with that cat, because animals pick up color so easily, and you don't even have to send a lot of words with it. Just see a blue light around the cat and tell him to relax. But I think you're doing so much. Your energy is so open to animals. So you really should work to feel so comfortable with communicating that it's just part of what you normally do, and it probably already is most of the time.
Well, so. I've done it before, but this one just stumped me.
Yep.
So
yep.
As far as visualizing the color, would it also be helpful to actually have the color blue scattered about?
Yes. You could take a blue towel and put it in there for him to sleep on. Yes, absolutely. Anything blue that you can think of. A blue feeding bowl. Thank you.
Ladies,
all right, wonderful. Thank
Laura,
you.
Laura, thank you very much. And Lee Channing, thank you for being here today.
Rick, it's absolutely wonderful to be here every time.
SpiritsEvolving.com. You can ask Lee a question through the site. You can sign up for her monthly newsletter.
Absolutely.
Next week, we'll have folks from the Shelter for Help in Emergency next week. And right now, Les Temps-Perdue up next.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Brandon Wong and Max Cecilia Struther. Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.